Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. All right, there's so much to this conversation. If you're all in on Hurts, cool. Come to the table. If you're skeptical, that's fine. I mean, I guess I'd have to turn myself skeptical just because I'm not really a true believer yet. But I mean, I don't want to, you know, skew negative. I'm just saying that I haven't seen enough to feel like I can say lock it in. This is the guy. And I do think the pest with some very, very notable quarterbacks who played tremendous football for the Philadelphia Eagles for us as fans, you know, over the last, you know, 25 years that we've bought into. And then in the end, they absolutely were not the quarterback long term for the Eagles. I think that has set in motion me feeling burned. I'm assuming others feeling burned. What do you make of it? Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. And as John pointed out, and it really is an important point, defenses haven't had a counterpunch to Hurts and Sirianni yet. You know, that is going to happen. Now, how they respond is obviously what we're all trying to, you know, ultimately we'll determine how good he's going to be. But, you know, we'll get a better sense when we see what San Fran does and other teams this year to counter what Hurts and Sirianni are doing out there in the field. To the phones, Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, you're on WIP.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you like this, right? What does this guy have to do to prove to you guys that he is the man here?
My answer is more.
This guy's that proven less that you got behind him. You just admitted it.
Yep.
Carson Wentz, Kevin Cobb, all those other guys that have proven less.
Carson proved more. Carson did it for 13 games, and the team was 11-2. So don't tell me Jalen Hurts has proven more to this point in pro football than Carson Wentz proved up until December 3rd of 2017. It's not even comparable.
Listen to me. I've watched this guy on the All-22. I just watched the All-22 on this guy, and I have not been more certain of a quarterback since Donovan McNabb.
Okay.
This dude, listen, Atlanta don't have a good defense, but they got a good scheme, and they was throwing the kitchen at him. And he was going out responding the way I wanted him to respond. A couple times he stepped up in the pocket and hit his receivers. He read the defense the way the pre-snap reads. Everything that I wanted him to do, he did. What else did the guy have to prove to show you that he's the quarterback here?
He's got to do it more than one game.
What do you mean he got to do it more than he did? He did it a couple games last year when he got thrown into the fire with a bum offensive line.
No, he really did. I mean, that looked completely different. And that was a different, completely different offense. This offense is built around him, and they're taking advantage of all of his advantages. This is new.
Yeah, he had one great game.
This is truly one game.
He had one for sure great game last year versus the Saints, there's no doubt. He also had a game against Arizona where he certainly showed a lot of good stuff, but they were in a big hole. Some of that was his fault. Some of it wasn't his fault. I want to see more. Quite candidly, to answer your question, I want to see more good play for me to believe. Ron in Monco. Ron, what's going on, man?
Hammer guy.
Hey, buddy.
He's going to do fine in this offense. It's going to be up to that coach to keep him upright. And, you know, I think he's got enough athletic talent to run this offense, and I think it's smart how they're going to let this kid grow into a full-blown NFL quarterback. He has all the talent. I saw it. So, anyway, Richie, I want to I got something for you, Richie.
Yeah.
Quote, some people, a couple million people, are going to owe an apology to Howie Roseman, end of quote. What's your take on that,
Yes.
What's your take on that, buddy?
Awfully early to say that.
Ron, you've been reading my tweets.
Seltzer, what's your take on that quote?
Seltzer's on the phone. Yeah, you got to answer other callers, Ron. Okay. You know?
I believe that Joe.
Guess who that was, Richie?
I know who it was. I think that Joe is excited. I think he overstepped on that one, and that this is
he's moved into full blown hammer mode.
Ron, I want you to repeat after me. You ready?
Go ahead.
All Joe DeCamera does is spit truth and wisdom. Say it,
luck.
Ron. Say it.
Good luck, Hammer. Good luck. Listen. You got to give this kid a chance. I'm giving him a chance.
Well, sure.
You know, and I know where you're going with this, but you know what? I'm really impressed with this coach. I got to tell you this. I mean, this is smart what this coach is doing. He's letting this kid, the whole RPO thing, okay, fix this kid like a glove, okay? And all his athletic attributes are perfect for this system. Now, with that said, this coach is going to have to put wrinkles all over the place with this RPO system.
Yep.
And then he's going to let this kid bloom and blossom into a quarterback. Now, I've been down on the whole process. But I'll tell you, I was pretty happy to see that I got to enjoy a football game. Win or lose, I got to watch a watchable football game
for the first time in
3 years.
Ron, until your final comment, it was a great point. There was a couple games 2 years ago that were fun. But great call. Really a great call. Speaking of great, we have in the studio with us the great Paul Ritter, president of Tasty Cake. It was with Angelo this morning. I'm eating my Tasty Cake. Look at this, Paul. I'm eating the baked pie, the lemon pie.
Paul, I got the sugar wafers right here, ready to go.
For years. And Paul, of course, a huge Philadelphia sports fan, including, you know, like, Paul, this is actually your studio. I mean, forget John and I.
Our studio, yeah.
Well, it's our studio, the Tasty Cake studio.
Right.
So first off, congratulations on all the success at Tasty Cake, of course. You know we're all big fans. A true institution in the region. And I know you're a big Philly sports fan. What do you make of this conversation? Do you sense that people are struggling to buy in on Hurts? And if so, why? And where are you personally?
Yeah, so I'm struggling a little bit. I'm a little more in than you guys, but I'm not sold.
Okay.
I think they're struggling because we were conditioned to struggle. It wasn't like with Wentz where they said, hey, he's the best thing since sliced bread, and everyone was ready to jump in. We weren't primed to jump in. Had we been, and he did this, I think everyone would say, yeah, we're fully on board. We were primed to, I'm not sure he's the right guy. And this is one of the few where I'm going to say, maybe we need to give the Eagles more credit. Maybe they learned from some of their past mistakes, and they set the bar low enough so that he could overachieve and get a lot of confidence. And if he stumbled a little bit, the fans weren't going to kill him because they told us,
an interesting point, John, that they actually set expectations low, in part by not naming him the starter. And so what you get is a reaction by a fan base that is enthused by him exceeding expectations instead of falling short of him. I mean, I don't know if they're that tricky, but
we don't know what they told him.
They're that tricky. And you're right. We don't know what they told
him.
Yeah,
you're right.
He seemed very nonplussed throughout. But
Paul, I might get rid of Richie and have you be the co-host of the show.
No, don't do that.
With points like that, that is astute. That is also giving the Eagles a ton of credit.
I said maybe.
What about the fact that there were all those reports that the Eagles were not sold on Jalen Hurts? Like, that's not the Eagles telling us that. That is those in the know, the experts, like the guys who have all the information.
Yeah. But
who are telling us that they are in on Deshaun Watson, that they're trying to make things happen with Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, that the Eagles are looking for a star quarterback because they don't think they have one.
But I will say, and John, it's a good point to bring up, and we've talked about it a ton, but I will say two things. Number one, in the end, to this point, meaning the end as of now, they did not trade Hurts. So even though there was all that speculation, it's not like they actually traded him. Number two, the only names that I remember attached to the Eagles speculatively, or I guess some reported, certainly Watson was reported, We speculated on Russell Wilson because there was talk he could leave Seattle. We speculated on Aaron Rodgers because we know he wants out of Green Bay. But it wasn't like the Eagles were attached to, hey, Atlanta might draft a quarterback at number 4, let's get Matt Ryan. Hey, San Francisco might draft a quarterback at number 3, let's get Jimmy Garoppolo. Hey, the Jets might move on from Sam Darnold, let's get Sam Darnold. They were only shooting for the stars. I mean, the Eagles would be foolish to not consider Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, or Deshaun Watson if you felt Deshaun Watson was not going to be, you know, anchored down by, you know, a situation that could get him suspended or you know, kicked out of the league or you know, a blemish to the Eagles organization if they acquired him or however you want to frame that. So, in the end, they didn't trade him. I'm fascinated, though. It's almost like trying to tap into people's psychology. Why are we struggling to believe more in Hurts? Because, guys, I've seen it before. Guys, I saw Ruben. Ruben might be driving home right now. Ruben was the, you know, in with the morning show today. I saw Ruben in 1992. Ruben Amaro played a couple of phenomenal games out of the gate. I mean, I want to say like 3. Right out of the gate, he replaced Lenny. Lenny Dykstra got hurt during the 92 season. WIP's airwaves were jumping with Ruben Amaro is the center fielder of the future. And, like, there was considering, got to trade Lenny. Think about trading Lenny. That was Ruben coming from the minor leagues, who wasn't supposed to be a prime player. He just happened to have a great first 2 or 3 games. Jalen Hurts, what he did on Sunday, in past eras of Philadelphia sports, we would be jumping out of our skins with, this is the guy. But a lot of people are running with a parachute, and I'm one of them, saying, I don't really know. 215-592-9494. Is that a fair assessment, Paul?
Yeah, I think you're spot on.
Okay. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on pro and college football at the Delaware Park Sportsbook, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. All right, today's question, we're going to assess not so much the future of Hurts specifically, but the Twitter poll of the Eagles' next 2 games, and we'll ask this question. After the Eagles' next 2 games, home versus San Francisco and then at the Dallas Cowboys, what will the Birds' record be? Obviously, there are 3 choices if we don't factor in ties. They are A, 3-0, B, 2-1, which would be a heck of a start out of the gate, C, 1-2. The 3 choices for the Eagles' record after 3 games, do you think they'll be 3-0, 2-1, or 1-2? Certainly, we'll throw that out there to get a sense as we move further into the week where people stand on the likelihood of the Eagles beating San Francisco and Dallas.
And what's your answer for that?
My gut feeling as of right now is that the Eagles will be 2-1. I don't know which one they're going to win. I don't know which one they're going to lose. If I had to just say if I had a bet, this is it. Do I think they'll be 1-2, 2-1, or 3-0? My gut feeling is they'll be 2-1.
This is very hopeful.
I think they're going to get one of them, John.
Yeah, I know
I do.
You do. All right, you know how I feel.
All right, let's go to Bob in Doylestown. What's up, Bob?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well, Bob.
That's good, John. John, I have an assignment for you and James. Joe.
Yes, sir.
If you're going to worry like the way you're worrying right now, let's pull the car over. I got to give my condolences to Amy. John, you and James have to really talk to Amy about this because, Joe, you're looking at this all wrong.
How am I looking at it wrong? I'm just –
Well, hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Because I've told you guys before, I definitely think they have their eye on another quarterback, and I still believe that.
Okay.
But stop and think, guys, for a second. John, you're a retired professional player, okay? I would rather be in the shoes that we're in today. This is a 17-week test. We went through week one, and we got passing grades, okay? If Hurts turns out to be great, that's awesome. But think about where we're at right now, guys. Our cap situation is going to be phenomenal next year. We're sitting on potentially 3 first-round picks,
yep.
Okay? We have a lot of options rather than obligations. If the quarterback turns out to be great, that's awesome. Then we can go in another direction. You got to give the organization some credit. We have our doubts because of the last guy, but we got rid of the guy. The guy's gone. Let him go fail in Indianapolis.
Well, sure, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
But we have a lot of positives, okay?
I don't disagree. Joe,
I'm going to ask you one question, Joe.
Okay.
If we had gotten at least average quarterback play last year, mm-hmm. We both have to admit they would have won more games. If we get
They would have won the division. I've said that many times.
But we will win more games this year if we're just getting average quarterback
play. I totally agree.
But we got 17 weeks here to look at, okay? We can't obsess it after 1 week, like, oh, we're going here, we're going there, we're doing this and doing that. I think we ought to be happy where we're at. We have so many options. I would take, would you rather be in Washington right now?
Well, let me say this. I wouldn't rather be in Washington. I appreciate the call. I think you're misconstruing, I think, what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not expressing excitement and enthusiasm, and I'm thrilled the Eagles won and won the way they did the other day. I'm simply saying I can't tell you I'm definitively sold on Jalen Hurts' future, and in the past there would have been times where I, and I think millions of us, would have leaped to that conclusion already. And I'm trying to figure out why aren't we? Well, many of us, why aren't we? 215-592-9494. Hey, we have a pair of tickets to give away for Monday's Phillies game, the Phils and the Baltimore Orioles on Monday. It's a Hatfield Phillies Franks Dollar Dog Night. For tickets for that or any Phillies game, you can visit Phillies.com. And, of course, this is a game not only where you get to go, but, you know, we're all going to hang together. Big group of 40 of us, 30 listeners. We're all going to be down there. We got 40 tickets. It's going to be a great time. Really hanging with our listeners, that some of whom we've met from the past, some of whom we haven't. And we used to do this all the time before the pandemic, and we're really looking forward to getting back out there and interacting with a whole bunch of people on Monday. You can be one of them. You got to win the tickets. And John James, let me say this. I was really saddened yesterday to see the news of Norm MacDonald passing away. He was remarkable.
One of the funniest people of our lifetime, in my opinion.
There's no question. And he had a very unique style. He would tell a joke and then often kind of stare in the camera and kind of wait for you to get it. And you're like, oh, yeah, I see what he just did. Plus, he had, I don't think there's any question, the single greatest sarcastic, not only jokes, but sounding voice. The guy had a voice that somehow was like a miracle for the type of work he wanted to do, because his voice sounded sarcastic, his delivery, his style was sarcastic, and he blended them together into this remarkable, Johnny was amazing, whether he was at the update desk of Saturday Night Live or, you know, stand-up stuff. I mean, he just, you know, being interviewed, you know, he'd be interviewed on the late-night shows. He just was, he was really amazing.
He was really dry and witty and smart, and he'll be missed. I mean, he was a huge part of Artie Lang's life, who I did a show with
your buddy
for a while. They were very close, and he was just a good guy. You know, everyone liked Norm.
Yeah, I mean, there were some nice tributes. I mean, really nice tributes that came out yesterday, not just about his talent, but the kind of person that he was. All right, so in honor of the
comedians,
great...
always thought Norm was funny.
Yes, he was like the comedian's comedian.
Yeah.
All the comedians, when they're like, who's the funniest person ever? They're like, Norm MacDonald.
That's good stuff.
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just that he was funny when the lights were on. He was just naturally funny, just so gifted in so many ways.
Norm MacDonald, so God bless him. He was amazing. He was very sarcastic. And I'm curious, John, from you, from James, and everyone today at 215-592-9494, when you think of sarcasm, whether it's someone like Norm MacDonald in real life, a person alive or someone who had been alive, or something from fiction, TV show, a movie, I suppose a book. I mean, you could have a sarcastic character in a book. John, when you think of someone sarcastic, best answer by the end of the show, whoever comes up with it, is going to join us for the Phillies game on Monday. John, give me someone sarcastic. Who do you got?
One of the biggest shows ever. It's been revisited a lot lately. Friends had one of the most sarcastic characters I can remember on television, Chandler Bing.
He really was.
Was really sarcasm personified.
It's a great answer.
All the witty one-liners, he was just truly sarcastic.
It's a great answer. You know, they created different dynamics of the six characters on the show. James, sarcasm, who do you think of?
Yeah, you won't get this one. Richie will love it, and everyone who's seen this listening, which is a lot of people, will love it, because the character's whole persona, the whole identity, is just sarcasm. Deadpool.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. I don't get it.
Literally, it's the whole character. Like, well, the character is.
You are
you could
so
just say,
right.
Like, the character description is sarcastic.
And, you know, Ryan Reynolds himself.
Is, yeah, pretty sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, great answer.
Paul Ritter from Tasty Cakes gives you a big thumbs up on
that
one. Yeah,
it's a good
one.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Everyone but you gets it.
Yeah. I'll get there at some point. Well, maybe I won't. Let me give you one from the world of sports, actually sports broadcasting. This is not going to be a Mount Rushmore answer, but this guy's sarcastic on SportsCenter. He's actually one of the few remaining Sports Center anchors that actually still shows you their personality. Because a lot of these, you know, guys and gals, no longer, it's kind of become straight down the middle, whereas back in the day it was full of personality. Neil Everett is one of the few Sports Center anchors that still gives you personality, and he gives you sarcastic personality. Look, there's a lot of ways to go. There are other Sports Center anchors through the years. Drop that into you. There are, like John pointed out, other characters from TV shows. There's a lot of ways to go here when you think of sarcasm. What hits you? 215-592-9494. Best answer by the end of the show wins the tickets. All right, coming up, the Phillies, they're phenomenal. And I am being sarcastic. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie up ahead. We'll discuss the Phillies who fell flat again last night. Good Lord, they stink. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, that plus all the conversation on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, the whole deal right here on 94 WIP.
There's nothing like the home teams, nothing like the Birds, pro football and college football. I go with the home team for sports betting at the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. They're based right here in Pennsylvania. Parx is the home team and the only sportsbook app that I recommend. Gridiron Action is back, and the Parx Casino Sportsbook app gives you the home field advantage. You've got so many different ways to bet. Live in-game betting lets you bet on the game action as it happens. Bet on player performances, halftime scores, rushing yards, bet on who scores first, and so much more. And Parx always gives you major advantages. Easy deposits, great odds, outstanding customer service. New customers only, sign up right now. Get a free $50 sportsbook bet for a limited time. No deposit is required. Download the app in the App Store or go to parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details for you. This is a limited time offer for new customers only. A free $50 sports bet with no deposit required. Get home field advantage with Parx Casino Sportsbook.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.